Hi, I'm Jeff Kazerman, Vice President of Government Relations at the New Jersey Society of CPAs, and welcome to episode 2 of the Issues Watch podcast. Today, I'm going to update you briefly on 2 pieces of legislation that impact the profession. Then we'll take a look at what's considered probably the biggest issue in state government, the biggest problem we have, which is huge pension and health benefit liabilities of about $150 billion. So the 2 bills of interest that passed Senate committees last week are Assembly Bill 935, which revises the Accountancy Act. And it's mostly technical changes to bring it up to date because the current law is over 20 years old. But it also includes firm mobility, CPE reciprocity, and changes the definition of a test. The second bill, Assembly Bill 2810, provides Board of Accountancy members, as a matter of fact, it provides all professional board members with liability protection from actions that are taken by the full board so that they're not personally liable. Let's now look at the big issue, the pension and benefits crisis facing the state. So the biggest issue is that $151 billion liability. Without changes to the pension and benefit structure, the cost of pensions and benefits will rise from the current $6.6 billion to $11 billion in 2023. That would leave state spending on pensions and benefits at 27% of the state budget in 2023, which will be $40 billion budget. The only way to pay for those pensions and benefits would be for the state to enact huge tax hikes and huge cuts in programs like the homestead rebates. This pension and benefits issue was addressed in the Path to Progress report issued by Senate President Steve Sweeney's Economic Growth and Fiscal Policy Workgroup. Our CEO, Ralph Thomas, was a part of this group. The report makes several sweeping recommendations that the Society supports. As a matter of fact, we are likely to issue a public endorsement soon. And we're going to have Senator Sweeney at an event on November 8th to talk about these recommendations. If you'd like to attend this free event, register at njcpa.org/issueswatch. So here's a brief rundown on the recommendations, and this is right from the report. Regarding the pension system, the state should shift new state and local government employees and those with less than 5 years of service into a sustainable hybrid system with 401k and pension components and preserve the current system for employees with over 5 years of service who have vested contractual pension rights. Regarding health benefits and other benefits, the recommendations are shift all state and local government employees and retirees' health care coverage from platinum to gold. And I don't know how many of you out there have platinum coverage, but I doubt it's many. Another recommendation is require all new state and local government retirees to pay the same percentage of premium costs that they paid when they were working. Cap accrued terminal leave payments for state and local retirees at $7,500 are the amount currently earned and make those payments based on average career salary. Require state and local governments to pay the first $15,000 of remaining earned sick leave immediately or allocated on a pre-tax basis to retiree health care premiums for qualifying employees and pay the remaining amount over 5 years. Another recommendation, require an ongoing third-party audit of healthcare claims. And here's another one that would seem to make a lot of sense. Require families with multiple state or local government employers to select only one healthcare plan from one employer. So, you know, that all sounds very good. I think those are reasonable recommendations. So let's take a look at what the political situation is with these recommendations. You have to bear in mind that public policy decisions made in the state capitol are never made solely based on public policy. Politics always plays a huge role, and that's true in any state. It's not just New Jersey. So here's my take on the political situation. Senate President Steve Sweeney has been at odds with the Public Workers Union for many years over the issue of pension and benefits reform. After the teachers' union spent more than $5 million trying to defeat him in the 2017 election, he's now at war with them, not just at odds, but at war. As the one who organized the Path to Progress report, he's clearly in favor of reform. On the other hand, the governor appears to be dead set against significant reform. He's been, quite frankly, the darling of the unions. Assembly Speaker Craig Coughlin appears to be somewhere between the two. Let's not forget that without the consent of the governor, all this reform we're talking about is a dead issue. But there are two scenarios that I can think of in which the governor might be forced to relent and go along with reform. First scenario is Senator Sweeney blocks an important initiative that's very important to the governor. And that forces the governor into some horse trading, and somehow out of all that, reform comes. Second scenario I can think of, and this one is interesting, with the pension and benefit payments eating up a huge chunk of the budget, I think we said $11 billion out of a $40 billion budget in 2023, with it eating up such a huge chunk of the budget and Sweeney blocking any large tax increases, the governor would likely find himself unable to fund many of the programs that assisted lower-income New Jerseyans. And these are programs that are very important to progressive interest groups who also strongly support the governor. Got the unions who support him. You've got these progressive interest groups who support him. So this is a very interesting scenario, because it would put the governor smack in the middle of two of his core constituencies. Either way he went on this issue, he'd anger one or the other. So he could be forced to accept reforms to be able to afford these programs for these progressive groups. Of course, that would cost him some teacher support or union support. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens. However, in the short term, I don't think you're going to see any movement at all on this. But over the long term, you might. So, leaving that issue aside, in other news, the Board of Accountancy met last Thursday and had the shortest meeting I've ever attended, only 30 minutes long. The only thing of interest is that the overhaul of all the accountancy regulations have finally left the Attorney General's office and should be published soon in the New Jersey Register. After that happens, there's 60 days that the public can comment, and after that comment is done, it's published in the New Jersey Register as adopted regulations. So, you know, we've been waiting 14 months for that, so it should happen soon, and there's good stuff in there like nano learning and other things that are good for the profession. The last bit of news I have is that the director of the Division of Taxation stated at an NJCPA meeting that no final date has been settled on for the start of the tax amnesty program, but it should start sometime in November, he said. We'll let you know as soon as that happens. That's it for today's episode. I hope you found it interesting and informative. If you like the Issues Watch podcast, you can subscribe for free on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back with a new episode in 2 weeks. Thanks for listening.